हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। एंटरिंग इन टू द सेकेंड सेक्शन। सो अध्याय प्रथमोध्याय द्वितीयावल्ली। ओके, नाउ इन दिस वी आर गोइंग टू सी उपनिषद इटसेल्फ इंट्रोड्यूसेस this topic of two parts, Shreyaha and Preyaha. Both these words are Sakaranta Shabdas. Okay, Shreyas and Preyas. Sakarantaha Napumsakalingaha Shreyas Shabdaha Preyas Shabdaha. So Shreyas stands for Jnana Margaha. Preyas stands for Karma Margaha. So Shreyas stands for Jnana Shastram, Moksha Shastram, and Preyas stands for Karma Shastram also. Okay, so here Pariksha Sishyam, Shankaracharya says, Pariksha Sishyam, having thoroughly examined the disciple Nachiketaha, Vidya Yogyatancha Avagamya. So having thoroughly checked, examined, tested the disciple Nachiketaha, cha, and Avagamya, having understood the qualification, eligibility for the knowledge. Yogyatam vidyayaha yogyata, vidya yogyata. Vidyayaha yogyata, vidya yogyata. So vidyayai yogyata, vidyayaha yogyata. Yogyata means what? Eligibility, qualification. Cha, and so avagamya, having understood. So having pariksha sishyam, having thoroughly checked, examined his disciple, and also avagamya, having thoroughly understood his eligibility for the knowledge. Now Lord Yama praises Nachiketaha. How does he praise? Let us see here. By way of praising his disciple, he also teaches all of us, introducing these two words, Shreyas and Preyas. Anyacheyonyaduthaiva Preyaha. Anyacheyonyadutaiva Preyaha. Anyacheyonyadutaiva Preyaha. Te ubhe nanarthe purushagum sinitaha. Te ubhe nanarthe purusham sinitaha. Te ubhe नानार्थे पुरुषं सिनीतः तयोश्रेय आददानस्य साधु भवति तयोश्रेय आददानस्य साधु भवति हीयतेर्थाद्य उप्रेयो वृणीते हीयतेर्थाद्य उप्रेयो वृणीते अन्यच्छ्रेयोन्यदुतैव प्रेयस्ते उभे नानार्थे पुरुषं सिनीतः तयोश्रेय आदद आददानस्य साधु भवति हीयतेर्थाद्य उप्रेयो वृणीते. मस्ट नो हाउ वेयर टू स्टॉप. अन्यच्छ्रेयोऽन्यदुतैव प्रेयस्ते उभे नानार्थे पुरुषंसि नीतः. तयोश्रेय आददानस्य साधु भवति हीयतेर्थाद्य उप्रेयो वृणीते. ओके, अन्यत् यू ब्रेक इट, अन्यत् श्रेयः. You must remember Sandhi rules, okay? Anyat Shreyaha, Anyat Shreyaha. Shreyaha, Anyat, Shreyonyat. Visarga Sandhi comes. Anyat Shreyaha. Shreyaha, Anyat, Shreyonyat. So, Anyat Shreyaha, Anyat, Uta, Eva, Preyaha. अन्यत् श्रेयः अन्यत् उत एव प्रेयः. वन् इस् श्रेयस् एण्ड् अदर् इस् प्रेयस्. वन् इस् श्रेयस् एण्ड् अदर् इस् प्रेयस्. ओके, ते उभे नानार्थे पुरुषं सिनीतः. ते उभे, ते उभे नानार्थे पुरुषं सिनीतः. नाना अर्थाः नानार्थाः. ओके, अर्थः हियर मीन्स् गोल्, एंड, डेस्टिनेशन. अर्थ इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट लाइक फोर पुरुषार्थास वी टॉक अबाउट. अर्थः कामः, अर्थार्थः कामार्थः, धर्मार्थः, मोक्षार्थः. अगर कैन से अर्थ पुरुषार्थ, काम पुरुषार्थ, धर्म पुरुषार्थ, मोक्ष पुरुषार्थ. सो डिफरेंट एंड्स, डिफरेंट गोल्स. सो ते उभे, सो वन इज व्हाट, श्रेयः अन्यत् उत प्रेयः एव अन्यत्. वन वन पाथ इज श्रेयस, अनदर पाथ इज प्रेयस. प्रेयः ते उभे, दोस बोथ, ते दोस टू, दो ते इटसेल्फ मीन्स दोस. ते इज तत् ते तानि, ते दोस, उभे बोध, ते उभे, ते इट्सेल्फ इज इनफ टू से दे दोस टू. ते उभे इज दोस बोध आर बोथ ऑफ देम. पुरुषम सिनीतः, सिनीतः, सी सिनीतः. They both bind the person. Purusham sinitaha. They both bind a person, tie a person. With what? Nanarthe. In different ends. Literal translation, in different ends. You can say, Nanarthe. These two parts, in terms of Shreyas and Prayas, bind a person with different ends, different goals, different destinations. Why? Because why the Shreyas is said to be a path, therefore we use the term destination. Is a mean, Shreyas is a means, Prayas is a means. Okay, so we say here, te ubhe purusham nanarthe sinitaha. Okay, ஷேயஹா ஆததானஸ்ய சாதுபவதி. சாதுபவதி ஷேயஹா ஆததானஸ்ய. தி பர்சன் ஹூ சூசஸ் ஃபார் தி பர்சன் ஹூ சூசஸ் டு டேக் ஆர் ஹூ was given to, adadana means who takes, the person who chooses to take shreyas as his goal, for him sadhu bhavati, for him good happens. Sadhu good happens. Whereas tayoho, of the two or between the two, between the shayas and the prayas, for the person who chooses to take the shayas as the goal, for him good happens. And prayaha, yaha prayaha vrunite, yaha prayaha vrunite, the person who chooses prayas, that person who chooses prayas as his goal, as his destination, saha u hiyate, u, indeed, he is prevented, deprived from what? He is prevented from accomplishing the ultimate goal, arthat. The last arthat, there the word arthaha stands for the absolute end. Arthat hiyate, he is prevented from the fifth case you've used from, okay? Arthat hiyate means he is prevented from attaining the absolute end, the ultimate goal. Who is prevented from attaining the absolute end? The one who chooses prayas as his goal, he becomes prevented from attaining the absolute end, the ultimate destination. The person who chooses to take shreyas as his goal, for him good happens. Ultimate good happens. Sadhu bhavati. Which means the person who chooses the path of shreyas accomplishes the ultimate goal, mokshaha. The person who chooses the path of prayas becomes prevented from accomplishing the ultimate goal. That is the meaning, which means shreyas and prayas are two paths leading to two different destinations, serve as means of accomplishing two different goals. Okay, so that is the meaning of this mantra. The first Lord Yama does, before even beginning to teach, he talks about the shreyas and prayas. So shreyaha anyat. Shreyas is a path. Uta eva prayaha anyat. Also, prayas also is another path. நானார்த்தே உபே நானார்த்தே புருஷம் சினீதஹ. Those both shreyas and prayas bind a person with different ends, different goals. Tayoho madhye shreyaha adadanasya sadhu bhavati. Tayoho means of the two, what do you mean say madhi? Not necessary. Tayoho, of the two, the person who takes or who chooses to take the Shreyas as his goal, sadhubhavati, good happens. Ultimate good happens. Whereas, yaha u prayaha vrunite, the person who chooses, prays as his, a person indeed who chooses, prays as his ultimate goal, saha, that person, arthat hiyate, he becomes prevented from accomplishing the ultimate goal. Okay, this is the meaning of the mantra. Who tells here? Lord Yama, before begins his teaching, first tells Nachiketaha, understand Nachiketaha, there are these two, which means Nachiketaha knows what is the best, whether Shreyas or Prayas. Lord Yama himself tells. Okay, let us see the Bhashyam of this mantra. Anyatu. Anyat means another. Anyat means other. Another. Yagachara is prithak. Prithak eva. Prithak means separate. Anyat means another, which means separate. Eva. Definitely, it is separate. What is separate? Shreyaha. So, Shreyo, Shreyaha, and Shreyaha means what? Shreyas. What is Shreyaha means what? Nishreyasam. Shreyaha is equal to Nishreyasam. Nishreyasam, okay, is again an absolute goal, absolute end. Tatha, anyat. As well, anyate, another, uta, api eva, preyaha, anyatapi, anyate, uta, indeed, apyeva, api eva, preyaha, priyataram api, priyataram, the praise is also, there's another end also, which is prayers and which is actually dearer end, more desirable. Priyataram api, more desirable, dearer one. Between the two, which is dearer for people, which is more desirable for people. No, prayers is more desirable. Dearer for people. Okay. So, te, prayashreyasi, te means those two. Prayashreyasi, prayahacha, shreyahacha, prayashreyasi, dual form. Prayascha, shreyascha, prayashreyasi. Ubhe, both. So both these paths in terms of prayas and shreyas, or shreyas and prayas, both nanarthe. Nanarthe means what? Nana means many. Many means what? Definitely different. Nanarthe means bhinna prayojane. Bhinna prayojane means different benefits. Sati, nanarthe sati, bhinna prayojane sati. See, those both shreyas and prayas, bhinna prayojane sati, being bhinna associated with different to different benefits. Purusham, Purusham means adhikritam. Purusham means adhikritam, means the person who is eligible. அதிகிருதம் வர்ண ஆசிரமாதி விசிஷ்டம். புருஷம் அதிகிருத்தம் வர்ணாசிரமாதி விசிஷ்டம். சங்கராச்சாரிய நைஸ் கமெண்ட்ரி ஹியர். சி நாட் சிம்பிளி சோ புருஷம் சினீதா மீன்ஸ் அப்கோர்ஸ் தி போத் தீஸ் பார்ட்ஸ் பைண்ட் அ பர்சன் வித் டிஃபரண்ட் எண்ட்ஸ். பைண்ட் அ பர்சன் வாட் நோ தி கனெக்ட்ஸ் தி பர்சன். சினீதா மீன்ஸ் போத் தீஸ் பார்ட்ஸ் கனெக்ட் அ பர்சன் வித் two different ends, two different goals, two different accomplishments, two different destinations. Purusham, purusham means what? He says adhikritam. Adhikritaha means one who is eligible. Okay, how does a person become eligible for accomplishing any end? Varna ashramadi visishtam. Who is qualified with a different, qualified with varna, ashrama, etc. Qualified with varna, ashrama, etc. means what? Aham kshatriyaha, aham brahmanaha, aham vaishyaha, aham sudraha. The person who has this attribute of looking at himself as the one belonging to a given varna. And also, aham brahmachari, aham grihastaha, aham vanaprastaha, aham sannyasi, like that. The person who refers to himself, who identifies himself with an attribute as the person of given varna, as the person of given ashrama. Such a person. Sinitaha. Makes very, very clear, means definitely Nagyani Purushaha, the ignorant person who is eligible to accomplish these goals and who is endowed with the attribute of identifying himself or referring to himself as the person of given Varna or given Ashrama. Varna Ashramadi Visishtam. Such a person, Sinitaha. Okay. Sinitaha, Badhnitaha, bind. Sinitaha means Badhnitaha, bind. Badhnati, Badhnitaha, Badhranti. That's the verb. Badhnitaha, they bind. Tabhyam, Vidya Avidyabhyam. So bind them with what? Connect them with what? Vidya avidya abhyam. So the path of Shreyas connects the person with the different end, with the knowledge. And the path of Prayas connects the person, binds the person with ignorance, avidya. We'll see that later on again, explanation. So, tabhyam, vidya, avidyabhyam, badhritaha. So, these two paths in terms of shreyas and prayas, which are of two different ends, tie the person with two different ends. The person who's qualified, adhikrita means what? Who is eligible means who is endowed with the attributes, who is endowed with the qualifications, having identity of oneself as a person of given varna, given ashrama. Okay. Atmakartavyataya prayujyate sarvaha purushaha. So they tie the person with vidya or avidya. They connect the person with knowledge or with ignorance. Okay. ஆத்ம கர்த்தவியத்தையா பிரயுஜ்யதே சர்வஹா புருஷஹ. சி கர்த்தவியதா, ஆத்ம கர்த்தவியதா, சர்வஹா புருஷா பிரயுஜ்யதே. சர்வஹா புருஷா மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரி பர்சன். ஐ டோல்ட் யூ ஆல்ரெடி, சர்வே மீன்ஸ் ஆல், சர்வஹா மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரி. சர்வஹா சர்வோ சர்வே. சர்வஹா புருஷா மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரி பர்சன் இஸ் பிரயுஜ்யதே. Every person is used, literally means prayojyate, is used. Every person is used, prayogaha, usage, prayojanam, benefit, prayojanam, gerund, benefit, prayogaha, usage, prayujyate, is used. That's literal meaning. Okay, but here, சர்வஹா புருஷா, எவ்ரி பர்சன் இஸ் நேச்சுரலி இம்பெல்ட், நேச்சுரலி இம்பெல்ட் வித் வாட், ஆத்ம கர்த்தவியதையா, ஆத்ம கர்த்தவியதையா. ஓகே, கர்த்தவியதா மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் தி கர்த்தவியம், கர்த்தவியம் ஷுட் பி டன். கர்த்தவியதா மீன்ஸ் டியூட்டி விச் ஷுட் பி டன். எவ்ரி பர்சன் என்ஜாய்ஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் த டியூட்டி, கர்த்தவியதா. எவ்ரி பர்சன் இஸ் இம்பெல்ட் டு ஹேவ் the status of having the duty. It means every person is impelled to do one's own duty. Atma kartavyata. This is my kartavyam. Means what? See, we understand the word kartavyar, the verb with the tavyar affix, anir affix. கர்த்தவியம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஷுட் பி டன், மஸ்ட் பி டன். தட் வேர்ப், தட் பார்ட்டிசிபிள் இஸ் டேக்கன் ஹியர் ஆஸ் வாட்? நவுன். கர்த்தவியம், தட் விச் ஷுட் பி டன் பிகம்ஸ் வாட்? எ டியூட்டி. சோ கர்த்தவியதா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? டியூட்டி. ஆத்ம கர்த்தவியதா, ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் டியூட்டி. ஆத்ம கர்த்தவியத்தையா சர்வஹா புருஷா பிரயுஜ்யதே. எவ்ரி பர்சன் இஸ் இம்பெல்ட் வித் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் டியூட்டி. தேர்ஃபோர் வாட்? Every person is impelled with one's own duty as a brahmana, as a kshatriya, as a vaishya, as a brahmachari, as a sannyasi. Every person is impelled, compelled with one's own duty, using what? Only using these two paths. There's no third path is not there. There are only two paths. The path of shreyas and path of prayers. Shankaracharya says, Shreyaha prayaso, Shreyaf prayasoho. Shreyaf prayasoho, this possessive case, sixth case. Shreyaf prayasoho hi abhyudayamrutatvarthi purushaha pravartate. Okay. அபியுதய அர்த்தி அமிர்தத்வ அர்த்தி, த டூ டிஃபரண்ட் எண்ட்ஸ், அபியுதயார்த்தி அண்ட் அமிர்தத்வ அர்த்தி. அர்த்தி மீன்ஸ் யஹா ஏன அர்த்தத்தே சஹ அர்த்தி, த ஒன் பை ஹூம் சம்திங் இஸ் சாட் இஸ் செட் டு பி அர்த்தி. One who is desperate to achieve something is also said to be arthi. One who aspires for vidya is vidyarthi. One who aspires for wealth is artharthi. One who aspires for punyam is punyarthi, dharmarthi. One who aspires for moksha is moksharthi. So arthi means aspirant. அபியுதயதார்த்தி, அபியுதய அர்த்தி, அபியுதயதார்த்தி. ஓகே, அபியுதய, அபியுதய லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் ஹெவன் ஆல்சோ, பட் ஹியர் அபியுதய மீன்ஸ் அர்த்த, காம, தர்ம. தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் த்ரீ டைம் பவுண்ட் எண்ட்ஸ் அர்த்த, காம, தர்ம are together said to be abhyudaya. And abhyudaya, abhyudaya arthi, abhyudaya darthi means the person for whom artha kama dharmas are the ends. He is said to be the person who aspires for artha kama dharmas. The time bound ends are said to be abhyudaya darthi. Whereas அமிர்தத்வ அர்த்தி, ஏன அமிர்தத்வம் அர்த்தியதே சக அமிர்தத்வார்த்தி, தி பர்சன் ஹூஸ் ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஃபார் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி, ஃப்ரீடம், மோக்ஷா. அமிர்தத்வார்த்தி மீன்ஸ் மோக்ஷார்த்தி, தி பர்சன் ஹூஸ் ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஃபார் மோக்ஷா, இம்மார்டாலிட்டி, இஸ் அமிர்தத்வார்த்தி. பட் ஹியர் அபியுதயாமிருதத்வார்த்தி புருஷஹ ப்ரவர்த்ததே. சோ தி புருஷ, புருஷஹ ப்ரவர்த்ததே. ஷேய பிரேயசோஹோ ஹி. So the man, every human being, involves himself in doing something through these two paths, Shreyas path and prayas, the path of Shreyas and path of prayas, as what? As an aspirant of Abhyudaya or as an aspirant of moksha, amrutatvam. So the person, amrutatvarthi, the person who is aspiring for moksha, amrutatvam, immortality, the seeker of moksha, he involves himself in the path of shreyas. Whereas abhyudayadarthi, the person who is aspiring for time-bound arthakama dharmas, he involves himself in the path of prayas. So, shreyav prayasoho hi. In the path of shreyas and prayas, this abhyudaya amrutatvarthi purushaha pravartate involves himself in the path of shreyas and prayas respectively. Who அமிர்தத்வார்த்தி அபியுதயார்த்தி. So here we understand, I had stopped here and tell you, explain to you, Pujya Swamiji beautifully always begins his introduction to Vedanta saying, you know, how human beings alone have something called goals to be accomplished in life. All other living beings except human being do not have something called goal in life. There's no purusharthaha at all for any other animal, any other living creature in the world. All the animals, all the living beings, plants, etc., they live, they're blessed with the given adequate knowledge, they're blessed with the life, and they live their lives, and being blessed with adequate knowledge to live their own lives, respective lives. So they grow, they reproduce, and they die. That's all. They have such a thing called a goal for other beings. Because you know the very reason, you know very, very well. Because there's no such a thing called self-consciousness on the part of other living beings. And therefore, there cannot be knowledge of right and wrong also on the part of other beings. Therefore, there's no knowledge of, there's no will also on the part of other beings. Three important things you should not forget. Other beings don't have self-consciousness. Therefore, they don't have will power also. Therefore, they don't have knowledge of right and wrong also. Therefore, they do not have something called a goal to be accomplished in life. All that they need to do is they have to live their lives instinctively and grow, reproduce, have full growth and die. So human beings alone, every sarvaha purushaha, every human being, being endowed with the free, endowed with self-consciousness, being blessed with the free will and with the knowledge of right and wrong also, human being alone has something called a goal in life. And for him, there are four only. Artha, Kama, Dharma, Mokshaha are the four goals. There's no fifth goal for him. Of these four also, the first two are the goals to be pursued for living this life. And so life itself is lived ultimately for accomplishing the fourth goal. Therefore, moksha is the paramaha purushartha, which is the ultimate goal, absolute goal. Arthakamas are the relative, subsidiary, subservient goals, relative goals, and which should be performed definitely in conformity with dharma in order to prepare oneself ultimately for accomplishing the ultimate goal, mokshaha. Therefore, these four are reduced to, two words, as praise and shreyas. So, abhyudayaha includes what? Including even heaven, etc. Not only in precious enjoyable in this world, even heaven, except jnanam, anything enjoyable in this world or any other world comes under the category of abhyudayaha only. Your artha, kama, dharmas, three time-bound ends are accomplishable by a person who is given to the path of prayers. And mokshaha is the ultimate goal, is accomplishable by a person who is given to the path of shreyas. That's what he says here. Why? Because sarvaha purushaha atma kartavyataya prayujyate. Every person is impelled, compelled, naturally, choicelessly, with one's own duty. The way he is bound by knowledge and ignorance. Okay. So, Shayaf Prayasoho, he abhyudayamrutatvarthi purushaha pravartate. So the person involves himself in the path of shayas or in the path of prayas as an aspirant of amrutattvam or an aspirant of abhyudaya. Time-bound ends, artha, kama, dharmas. See, there is a verb, you all know, Suryaha Udayate. Udayate means what? Rises. Suryaha Astangachati, sunsets. Udayate Astangachati. Like that, Udayate rises. Udayaha, Surya Udayaha, rising of the sun. Suryodayaha, sunrise. But here, Abhi Udayaha, but Abhyudayaha means in all other worlds, a person can progress, grow, and aspire for and higher and higher and higher things in life. But how long? Okay, until he attains jnanam. Once he attains jnanam, he discovers the ultimate truth, then there one cannot aspire for anything better, anything higher. You acquire something, again a person will not have satisfaction. Thereby he will again aspire for something higher, something better. So there's Abhi Udayaha, where a person aspires for more and more, higher and higher, is what the path of praise. So which will bless a person with Abhyudaya. Abhyudaya Phalani. Abhyudaya Phala means the benefits, the fruits of actions, which when a person enjoys, makes him aspire for something better, something higher. Whereas when a person accomplishes the knowledge, and there all his aspirations culminate, which means the no more aspiration for greater and higher thing rises. It comes to an end. Therefore, it's called Abhyudaya Purushartha or Abhyudaya Arthi. Abhyudaya Arthi involves himself in the path of prayers. Whereas Moksharthi, Amrutattva Arthi, involves himself in the path of Shreyas. Okay, next sentence. Ataha, therefore, Shreyaf Preyaf Prayojana Kartavyataya. Shreyaf Preyaf Prayojana Kartavyataya. Tabhyam Baddha Iti Uchyate. Sarvaha Purushaha. Ataha, therefore, Sarvaha Purushaha, every person is said to be bound. Said to be bound. It baddha iti uchyate. Sarvaha purushaha baddha iti uchyate. Every person is said to be bound by what? By those two paths, the path of Shreyas and path of praise. How? Prayojana kartavyataya. With the duty, with one's own duty. Every person is said to be bound by those two paths with one's own duty in order to accomplish the given end, accomplish the given benefit. So, if the question rises, the very word Shreyas, what does the word Shreyas mean? Shreyas itself means absolute good. Just Nishreyasam, just Moksha. How can Moksha bind a person? No. It doesn't mean Moksha here. Upalakshana for the very path. So, the path of Shreyas, which will bless a person ultimately with his self-knowledge, which itself is Moksha. So when a person becomes dispassionate and mature and grows out of desire for time-bound ends, the prayers, Arthakama Dharmas, naturally, he still has passion for jnanam. Okay, even if a person becomes mature and becomes dispassionate toward Arthakama Dharmas, until he attains jnanam, until he discovers moksha, still there is passion for knowledge. Therefore, the passion for knowledge also is said to be what? Passion for Shreyas, also said to be binding. So when does the person become free from bondage? When a person becomes absolutely dispassionate. When the passion, very passion itself resolves for good. The person is absolutely dispassionate. The person who becomes dispassionate to Arthakama Dharma's prayers, relatively dispassionate. Yeah, absolutely dispassionate. Even only after the attainment of jnanam, after the discovery of freedom, the perspective when the person changes, then the passion for knowledge also when it resolves, only then a person is absolutely dispassionate. Therefore, even the path of Shreyas, in terms of being given to the pursuit of knowledge also, is said to be binding a person, but the bondage for freedom. Not bondage for bondage, but bondage for freedom. Because still passion is there. Therefore, this path of Shreyas, which in terms of commitment to the pursuit of knowledge also is said to be binding, because still there is passion for knowledge is. Therefore, it's okay, we can say the path of Shreyas also binds, the path of praise also binds a person, ties a person, connects the person with the respective ends. Okay. Te yadyapi ekaika purushartha sambandhini, te yadyapi ekaika purushartha sambandhini, vidya avidya rupatvat viruddhe iti anyatar aparityagena ekena purushena saha anushtatum ashakyatvat tayoho hitva avidyarupam preyaha shreyaha eva kevalam adadanasya tayoho hitva avidyarupam preyaha shreyaha eva kevalam adadanasya upadanam kurvataha sadhu shobhanam shivam bhavati. Very nice, very beautiful what he says. Te means they both. Those two paths, Shreyas and Prayas, yadyapi, ekaika purushartha sambandhini, even though, both those parts are associated with, connected with, its own respective, one's own respective benefit, one's own respective goal. Purushartha means goal. Yadyapi ekaika purushartha sambandhini, even though those both parts are associated with their own respective different goals, different ends, vidya avidya rupatvat, due to their having the status of being in the form of knowledge and ignorance. Okay, the praise is, the path of praise is in the form of ignorance, the path of praise is in the form of knowledge. So vidya avidya rupatvat viruddhe iti. Viruddhe means they are opposed to each other. So shreyas, the path of shreyas and path of praise are opposed to each other. Why? They are in the form of the knowledge, in the form of knowledge and ignorance. Because both of them are associated with their own respective goals. Iti anyatara aparityagena ekena purushena. Anyatara aparityagena ekena purushena sa anushtatum ashakyatvat. See, there are two different paths associated with two different ends. Therefore, ekena purushena saha anushtatum ashakyam. Ashakyam means what? Not possible, impossible. It is impossible for any person. It is not possible for any person to follow both paths simultaneously. Saha means together. You can't walk on two paths together. So, purusha, ekena purushena, saha anushtatum ashakyam. It is not possible by anyone to follow both the paths simultaneously. Therefore, anyatara parityagena, by giving up one, which means both must be, by giving up one also it is not possible, but following both together also is not possible. Therefore, they must be followed sequentially. But still, tayoho avidyarupam preha hitva, giving up the path of prayers associated with the ignorance, in the form of ignorance, kevalam sheyaha eva adadanasya. For the person who chooses only the path of shreyas, kevalam sheyaha eva adadanasya. The person who chooses only the path of shreyas means upadanam kurvataha, who takes the shreyas alone, for him sadhu bhavati, shobhanam bhavati, shivam bhavati, mangalam bhavati, kalyanam bhavati, cham bhavati. What does it mean? For him alone, auspicious end happens. Understand? Okay. So what he says here, first of all, let me finish this paragraph and stop. Yadyapi ekaika purushartha sambandini te. Even though those both paths, the path of shreyas and path of prayas, are associated with, Sambandini means have their connections with two different ends. And in the form of knowledge and ignorance, viruddhe, they are opposed to each other. Therefore, iti, therefore, anyatara parityagena, giving up another alone, ekena purushena saha anushtatam ashakyatvat, due to the impossibility of following both the path simultaneously by one person, the same person, by giving up one, tayoho, hitva avidyarupam prayaha, giving up the prayers in the form of ignorance, the person who takes only the path of shreyas, shreyaha eva kevalam adadanasya, adanasya means upadanam kurvataha, such a person, sadhu bhavati, shobhanam bhavati, shivam bhavati, mangalam bhavati means what? For him alone, absolute, auspicious end in terms of mokshaha, a knowledge becomes accomplished. Danam, giving. Okay? Adanam, taking. Upadanam means taking it as one's own. Upadanam. See, danam, adanam, adadati, upadanam, taking as one's own. Okay? Taking as one's own path. Upadanam kurvataha, adadanasya, upadanam kurvataha, for the person who takes, who's taking, only shreyas for him, sadhu bhavati. Anyatara aparityagena, without giving up the other, by one and the same person, both paths cannot be simultaneously followed due to the treason. The panchami is a hetvarthe panchami. Ashakyatvat means what? Due to the impossibility of following the both parts by a same person without giving up the other. Of the two, giving up the prayers in the form of ignorance, the person who takes only the path of shreyas, for him, sadhu bhavati, for him, absolute end becomes accomplished. Ultimate goal becomes accomplished. Shobhanam bhavati, shubham bhavati, mangalam bhavati, shivam bhavati, sadhu bhavati means absolute end becomes accomplished. That is the meaning. Yastu adooradarshi. Yastvadooradarshi. Yaha tu adooradarshi vimudaha. See, dooradarshi means the one who sees far ahead. What is my ultimate goal? He is a buddhiman. He is intelligent person, viveki. Whereas adooradarshi, the person who does not see far ahead, the person who is short-sighted, who does not have wide vision, long understanding, adooradarshi, vimodaha, a deluded, totally deluded person, totally deluded person, vimodaha. See, modaha means deluded. Vimodaha, totally deluded person who does not see far ahead of his moksha being the ultimate goal, such a person, hiyate means what? Viyujyate. Viyujyate means he becomes separated. he becomes deprived. He becomes prevented from what? Asmad arthat, purusharthat. He becomes prevented from accomplishing the purushartha, the absolute goal. What is purushartat? Paramarthikat. See, paramarthikaha purushartaha means exalted goal, absolute goal, ultimate goal is paramarthikaha purushartaha. There is mokshaha. This person, adhuradarshi mudaha, yaha, the person who is adhuradarshi, who does not see far ahead, who is short-sighted, which means who does not know there's something called moksha, there's something I have to accomplish, jnanam, such a thing, who does not see, much a person, vimudaha, who is totally deluded, who has no discriminative understanding of the time-bound and the timeless, such a person, who chooses prayers as his ultimate goal, who is given to the path of prayers, he becomes separated, he becomes prevented, obstructed from what? From asmat arthat purusharthat paramarthikat, prevented from accomplishing the absolute goal. Prayojanat nityat, the absolute timeless benefit. Nityat prayojanat. He becomes prevented from accomplishing the absolute human pursuit in terms of moksha, which is permanent benefit. Prayojanat nityat. Who prachyavataha, ityartaha, so here prachyavata ityartaha, prachyavate, see, chyavate means slips, prachyavate means what? Slips. Prachyavate means he slips down, means again he falls into this, falls into the ocean of samsara. He slips down into the samsara. He does not get himself uplifted from the ocean of samsara. Instead of becoming uplifted from the ocean of samsara, he slips down into the ocean of samsara. Chyavate. Prachyavate. The noun is Chyutihi. See, Bhagavan is called Achyuta. Understand? Achyuta, one who does not slip away, is Achyuta. And the root is Chyu. Okay? And Pra is a prefix. Prachyavate ityartaha. Means, he becomes prevented from accomplishing the mokshaha. Kaha asau, kosau, ya u preyo vrunita, vrunite, upadate ityetat. Who is this? Who is this who slips down into the ocean of samsara? Who is this one who becomes prevented from accomplishing the absolute end, the timeless everlasting benefit, permanent benefit, the person who prayaha vrunite, who chooses the path of prayers. Vrunite, upadatte, upadatte means who takes to the path of prayers, who chooses the path of prayers, that person, falls, slips down into the ocean of samsara. So he misses the moksha. इति एतत्. ओके, फिनिश्ड. ओम. एनी क्वेश्चन. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरिः ओम तत्सत. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम.